OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
Carla B here, along with Gerald E. Rose on EOTMRadio.com for the premiere of our all-new Progressive Talk Radio show, Correcting the System of Unequal Justice, that will air the first and third Tuesday of every month, 6 p.m. to 9, well, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on EOTMRadio.com.
Zimmerman confessed to the shooting, claiming self-defense. Martin's family says he was murdered.
Two young boys are arraigned in the brutal beating of a 94-year-old man.
11 and 15 years old were arrested earlier this week.
School officials knew teachers were abusing Aaron, but didn't stop it.
Obviously don't care about the special needs kids and their condition.
They knew everything. They knew both incidents, and they did nothing about it.
I'm serious.
According to the district's own investigation, Aaron was first abused by Melanie Pickens at Hopewell Middle School in 2007. As CBS Atlanta first reported last year, school officials covered up the abuse of at least six students.
Join Carla Simpson of EOTM Radio and Gerald Rose of New Order Human Rights Organization. Tune in July 24th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's talk about correcting the system of injustice. Don't just listen. Do something. Call in 718-664-6543. Tune in on EOTMRadio.com. That's July 24th.
Time is really wasting.
Yes, that was, I didn't think that song would ever end. I love it, though. What's up, y'all? This is your Carla B. Thanks for tuning in to Correcting the System of Unequal Justice right here on EOTMRadio.com. I, for one, am excited to be bringing this type of progressive talk radio to the EOTM Radio Network. We plan on using this show as a platform in establishing a national plan of action, so to speak, just to address the primary concerns of African Americans. So definitely wanted to put that out there. Our phone lines are open, 718-664-6543, 718-664-6543. So please call in. We'll be taking callers the second half of the show. You can follow us if you are a Twitter-type person. You can follow us on Twitter. My Twitter tag is EOTMPR, that's EOTM as in Employee of the Month or Entrepreneurs on the Move, which is what we are, EOTMPR. And you can follow my co-host at NOHRORG. Again, that's NOHRORG. We come up with all these new abbreviations and stuff, but and we're also on Skype, so y'all can follow us on Skype as well. That's going to be a little bit easy. It's EOTM Radio. You can follow us on Skype there. And I put a little blog together last night, y'all, which is a we'll give you guys a brief synopsis of what my involvement with this new show will be. And I'll share that with you guys in a little bit. But first off, I want to definitely intro my co-host, who is actually he's one of the folks that inspired me to put this show together. So with that, I definitely want to at this time announce and bring to the mic Gerald E. Rose out of Atlanta. Welcome back. Last time you were a guest. Tonight you are a talk show host. So hearty welcome to our new radio personality, Gerald E. Rose. I'm sure with our listeners, new and old, yeah, definitely, what this new progressive talk radio show means to you.
Wow, it was a blessing that we brainstormed and put our head together to come up with this program. And when you talk about unequal justice and correcting the problem, I was really applaud that you approached me, because me being in the front lines and being proactive instead of being reactive and dealing with issues every day, calls coming in, I know that we can get to the listeners, get the real issues out there. And I think this is a great opportunity to get the word about what's really, really going on out here across America.
Yeah.
And the last time I came on as a guest, I could tell you, Carla, that things have not slowed down. You know, I've been going to many cities addressing issues. I was just in Indianapolis, Indiana, 2 weeks ago, talking about unsolved murders within the black community of a young man named Tony Drake. You know, I just met with the police department in Cobb County last week about racial profiling, you know, so now I will have opportunity, you know, when we come back again next month to explain what is going on out there. And again, we can't give up on our community, but we need to stay involved and come together and show unity and grab our children back. And that's why I'm glad that we came up with this program, so we can make sure that we get the real issues out there.
Right. Yeah, and it's so, I know that just following you, Gerald, and everything you're doing with your company, which is New Order Human Rights Organization?
That is correct. That is correct.
You're doing so many things for the communities, not just in Atlanta. You're going all over the place. You're opening up chapters in, like, so many cities. So how many chapters do you guys have right now?
I have currently 6 chapters, and I have to say to the listeners that, or even to my New Order fan, if you're on the line listening, I know that I cannot do this alone. I want to let them know that I love them, and I thank you for them to continue to support me, you know, and things like that, because it takes a strong crew that makes a strong leader, and that's what we're standing for right now here nationwide.
Right, exactly. And, you know, we wanted to be able to just expound on what you were doing and just make it a little bit more wider and accessible and you know, right now with talk radio, there's not a lot of progressive talk radio personalities like us really trying to put things out there. And just researching for this show, you know, because the whole title is, what, Correcting the System of Unequal Justice. And if you just look at the history of what African Americans have experienced, even not just African Americans but minorities, it's like definitely something has to change. And like we said last time you were on the show, it you know, it doesn't just start at the national level. It just starts in our own city. So I think that considering we're coming up to the election time, it's almost November, you know, definitely want to just put it out there to the people. If you went out and voted last time, you know, continue to vote because, you know, our vote does count. And if we don't go out and vote, then when these laws are passed that we're not happy with, you can't blame anybody but yourself. So,
and that is true. I just want to let the listeners know that we're going to be having a big health fair in the second month of Saturday. But it's more than just a health fair, Carla. I just want to let the listeners know that we're going to have people there registered to vote. We're going to talk about the series of issues of health problems in our community, because many of you both know that high blood pressure is very high in our community. In fact, my aunt just passed the other day with the series of high blood pressure. You know, kidney failure, you know, teen pregnancy. So I'm just excited about this program, this show that we're going to be doing to really get the facts out there that, hey, we need to wake up, you know, especially us as African-Americans, you know, especially as young black men like myself, where a lot of things is going on and things like that. So we're going to do this. We're going to have a great show, and we're going to be there to put the real facts out there going on in the community.
That's great, and that's great. So you're not just doing it on air. You're taking it to the streets. That's a really big thing. So if people in the area that you're doing health fair in, you know, how can they get involved with that?
Wow. Of course, you can give us a call at 404-483-8284. And I'll be honest with you, Carla, the area that we're at is considered a high-crime area. But you know what? God put you at the right place at the right time, you know. And when I was given this place, and the pastor who donated this building said, well, Mr. Rose, I'm going to be honest with you that the area that we're at is not a good area. I said, you know what? That's why we need to be there, you know. Okay. So we and Ronnie Uxie, who planned this perfect event that we're going to have, and people are coming together. We're getting a lot of commitments to be at this health fair. You know, and it's going to be real, real, real nice. At the same time, we're going to be giving out plenty of information, plenty of vendors is going to be there, you know. So you're going to get a lot of good information at this health fair. So it's going to be a broad agenda, you know. So when we do come back next month, this information that I can give to the listeners, you know, as far as, you know, what New Order is doing here, here in Atlanta, not just Atlanta, in our other chapters. You know, I'm going to be giving updates and stuff like that. So, again, I am very, very applaud about correcting the system of unequal justice, because me being in the front lines, I'm seeing it every day.
Right. And I want to definitely at this time let the listeners know you can call in 718-664-6543, 718-664-6543. And what we want you to do is, you know, considering this is progressive talk radio, and we're mainly, I mean, if you missed the top of the show, I actually kind of shared a little bit in regards to the whole foundation of this particular show. And I'll say it again, number one, this show it'll air the first and third Tuesday of every month, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the title of it is Correcting the System of Unequal Justice. And what we plan to do is we plan on using this show as a platform in establishing a national plan of action, so to speak, to address primary concerns of African Americans. So if there's something, a concern that you want us to discuss on air, call in. We actually have a blog that we've been, you know, that we've been keeping up to date with this particular show. So you can go to eotmblog.com and leave your suggestions in regards to the different show types. And these are some of the show topics, Gerald, that I've gotten from some of our readers from our blog. They want us to talk about, like, the restructuring of the mandatory sentencing for, I guess, drug dealers. That's a big thing. I got another email from someone who wanted us to talk about ensuring adequate reentry for ex-offenders and youth, just supporting women in the system. It's schools and criminal justice, the reform of the juvenile justice system. These are all really great topics, and these are, like, just some of the topics of, you know, concern that they're currently dealing with. You know, somebody wanted to talk about trials and incarceration, and, you know, so definitely I just want our listeners and the readers of our blog to know that we're definitely paying attention to exactly what you're sending us, and we'll definitely, you know, we'll definitely get, you know, get topics and discuss that on air and other experts as well, because, well, Gerald is an expert in this. I'm not. I'm just an entrepreneur on the move. I'm just a person that reads, and I understand the importance of knowledge and, you know, ignorance. I don't ever want to be that. So that's why I constantly read up on a lot of different things, and but I'm not the expert at all. So if anybody at this time is an expert, it's Gerald, because he does have the New Order Human Rights Organization. He's been doing that for a very, very long time. I can talk. So that's all I can really bring to the table.
I'm glad you said that, because this show is for the listeners, you know, and again, continue to send in your comments. And we might learn to disagree, but this is a show that we can dialogue, and I'm asking the listeners to continue to send in your comments and things. And I don't have all the answers, but I can tell you that I'm going to be doing plenty of research myself. That's why I have a strong research team on board right now. She know right now that she's going to be doing extra work because of us doing this radio show. We got to make sure that we have our facts right. You know,
right,
we want to make sure that we're giving out. We want to make sure that we're going to give out true information. You know, so I'm asking everyone, my listeners, to call in and comments and blogs. I'm quite sure that when we come on again, we will have some stuff for you and things like that.
Right, and I actually have some stuff really quick. I wanted to just put out some different statistics from the facts on the juvenile justice system, because I was very surprised when I heard this. One of every three black males born today can expect to go to prison in his lifetime. I did not know that.
And you know what, Carl? I'm glad you said that, Carl. It's a touching subject. On my way to a taping today, a mother called me of a 13-year-old young man, and actually she texted me yesterday. So when you say a juvenile, that's very touching. And she asked me, could I talk to her son over the phone? So I talked to him over the phone, kind of explaining to him that I would like to meet him, let him know that right now your mom and dad are kind of worried on what you're doing right now. But he's a smart kid in class as far as his actions at home. She's very nervous right now. So I'm going to really explain to him about being a juvenile. Even though you're being a juvenile, if you commit a crime, you can be put into the system.
Right.
You know, so I'm going to be following up with him. So like I said, this show is not just telling the facts. This show is really going to give facts on what we're actually doing. I know myself, New Order, in the community. So when people have questions and ideas, I can show, hey, I have examples that I can give out to people. So that's a very touching subject. So I'm just really worried about our young people today. When you say juvenile, they're my babies. You know, when I was a juvenile, I wasn't thinking about disrespecting my parents and things like that. I'm asking our listeners right now, please stay involved with your children. You know, talk to them. You know, if they're getting bullied at school or whatever, school is about to start, please ask some questions. Right. Go up to the school. So I am asking people to really be involved with your children today.
Right. And it's sad that you would have to say that. But, you know, people, I'm not even just, you know, talking about parents just not really want to pay attention to their children, but it's, you know, I could see parents that are maybe very busy and they think that they're providing all this great life for their kids and that's enough. But, yeah, kids need more than just the providing of the materialistic things. They need communication, touch and feel and stuff too. So definitely wanted to just kind of tag on what you said and just to put that out there. I want to have a couple other, like, statistics and stuff, but I want to, at this time, considering we got a short show today, it's only 60 minutes, and we've already got halfway into it. So I want to go to the phone line because it is blazing, and we haven't had the opportunity to screen. So what we'll do, you guys, if you're calling in for the studio line, the 718-664-6543, we have limited hands tonight, so we can't screen the call. So I'll just call out your area code and then the first three after that, and then that's how you know that we'll be bringing you live. So I see a 310-699. You are live on Correcting the System. Hey, who's this?
Hi, this is Aperia.
Hey, lady, how's it going? Thanks for... I hear a little bit of feedback. If you are you on speakerphone or Bluetooth, or do you have your computer up with the show streaming live?
Is this better for you?
It is. It's perfect. It's perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Before I even say anything, I want to say this. Aperia... She is an attorney in Los Angeles, and she's a great, oh, my gosh, she just puts so much information out in regards to the different laws. Just, you know, she's up on so many things when it comes to what's going on in the world of law, politics, just everything. And I just want to, you know, definitely thank you for calling in and sharing whatever you want to share with us. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Carla, and I apologize that I missed the first 20 minutes of the show. It's been a hectic day today.
Oh, no problem. Do you need me to give you a little bit of feedback in regards to the show?
Yes, if you could just tell me a little bit about what you thought.
Okay, so basically what this show is, it is Correcting the System of Unequal Justice. It's a new show under our network. It's a progressive talk radio show. And we plan on using this show platform as a way in establishing a national plan of action, so to speak, to address some of the primary concerns of African Americans. And I guess what I can do is I'm going to do this about this time anyway, really quickly. It's just a couple of things I wanted to read to you guys why this show is so important. I feel like if you are a black man or a black woman and have been wrongly accused of a crime, or maybe you have a child that was wrongly convicted, you have a father that had a beautiful child who was murdered by people that swore to protect, allowed to suffer day in and day out by teachers and other school officials, all because the child was special needs to this day. If this has happened to you and still no justice, this is definitely the show for you to be able to listen to. Why? How is this possible, you ask? Well, there's so many laws in place right now. They're not necessarily in place to really help us. You know, there's just so many things. There's uncles, there's brothers. We have all these people that we know in our communities that have possibly spent years in prison unjustly. You know, we have juveniles in our family that have probably got unfair treatment in the juvenile system. People have dealt with hate crimes and just a lot of different stuff. And we just necessarily wanted to touch on the things that are affecting our African-American community with this particular show, because there's not a lot of shows out there that's really just doing so, just giving a wealth of information to our people. You know, and I'm not even saying that I don't want this show to be like a woe is me show and, you know, black folks are tuning in just to be able to, you know, just talk about how they've been deprived of things and we didn't get our 40 horses and then mule and all that stuff. It's not about that. We've moved past that. Of course, we have a black president in office today, so we've definitely moved past all those things. But there still are that stigmata of just being African-American. And after the Trayvon Martin thing, I really started looking at things a little bit different because I have sons, you know, and my sons are clean, so I don't want them to have to experience any of that. So that was another reason why this show came about. But that's a little bit for you. I know I kind of went a little bit to the left with that, I'm curious, but that gives you a little bit of basis.
No, and I applaud you for doing this show because I think it's a very important topic and important issues that we need to address and talk about. For a long time, I didn't even want to get into criminal law because I knew what I was going to be up against, and I started taking on criminal law cases because I think that that's where my talents would be most useful to my community. And, I mean, it has been daunting sometimes just to see. I mean, they say we have constitutional rights in this country, but sometimes I am left feeling that that's not always true for certain people. And
right.
I think a big part is it that, A, we don't know our constitutional rights, and, B, we don't know how to stand up for them. because mm-hmm. we don't have, on the whole, most of us don't have $5,000 to $10,000 to retain a criminal law attorney to fight these cases, and I think that's a reason why too we are more targeted.
Right, because
quality representation is already a barrier for most of us because, you know, coming out the door on a misdemeanor, you're coming out at least $5,000, and if you're charged with a felony, that's $10,000. And some things that I've seen police officers do, they'll overcharge people or add a bunch of charges on there so they can get a high bail, and
wow.
people will just be forced to plea because they, I mean, A, you don't have the money to go pay $10,000 to an attorney to try to fight this, and B, you get scared and say, oh, well, no, I just might as well plead to something. And, I mean, I think that's how a lot of us really do get caught up in the system.
Wow.
And then just the fact that we are always apprehended by police officers more than everybody else. I mean, we saw
mm-hmm,
the statistics
mm-hmm.
in New York where they have announced that they're going to stop Memphis people and violate their constitutional rights, and they don't care. And then
right.
that just puts us more in a position to get have that opportunity part of the system. And, you know, we're the ones that can't even really defend ourselves that much if you look at it as a whole.
Yeah.
Because
right.
of our the income structure in this country. So I've really started to make an effort to learn the criminal law system. I'm hoping to learn the federal system as well, and I hope to be able to help as many people as I can to get, you know, not be so tarnished by the system.
Right.
It's very unfortunate, and, yeah, I oftentimes get very frustrated because I knew what kind of injustices I would see. You know,
right.
going to criminal court and this person getting off with a slap on the wrist and this person getting 3, 4, 5, 6 months in jail when, you know, it's just, it doesn't make sense. So I try to advocate. I would like to get more into politics, too, so that can be a voice towards
right.
politicians to see change.
Right.
I would encourage everyone to start trying to go to city hall meetings, start filing complaints, and start making your voice heard because it has to change. It really has to change from police officers just being able to, I mean, myself personally, I was in a store running my own business trying to celebrate my friend's birthday, and I was put in handcuffs and accused of committing a crime I know I didn't commit. And I'm telling these police officers, I am an attorney. My office is down the street. None of these people right here with me have anything to do with this. But because they saw four black men, some of them with tattoos, their whole attitude towards us, they didn't care I was an attorney. They just basically told me I'm involved in this and I need to turn around and put my hands behind my back. So, you know, these things can happen, and I'm showing them my bar card and everything. I can only imagine. And I can't tell you how many times my brother has just been stopped for no reason just because they want to stop him, and they'll come up to the car, oh, where's the dope? What?
Wow.
You know, like, how is this going on in America in 2012? I don't understand, but this is what we have. And I think we definitely need to start becoming more vocal about our rights and standing up for them and protecting them because, I mean, it's just a travesty. And I would also like to see, like, some communities set up legal funds so that they can, because, I mean, attorneys do have to be paid. It's very hard to do a case, you know. You do have to put certain time and effort into doing a case right. So I would like to see, you know, legal funds being established the same way Zimmerman has raised God knows how much money for his defense because he's out on bail already again. You know, so I'm sure he has a very good network of people who are supporting him and his legal defense. And so maybe we need to start with our churches and our communities and our organizations to make that a goal so that we also can have access to proper legal defense as well.
Right.
Ma'am, this is
Gerald. What are you saying? I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is Gerald Rose. This is the co-host. Thank you for calling in. I like when attorneys can call in and give advice. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, okay. I deal with issues like this all the time, and I'm glad you said that because it doesn't matter who you are because I met with an actress today, me and Brother Ron Anthony here in Atlanta, and she was charged with criminal trespassing. But basically, she said the same thing what you said. She never been in trouble, this and that, so it doesn't matter who you are. Even Tyler Perry down in Atlanta was racially profiled here in Atlanta. You probably heard that in L.A., so I'm glad you made that statement because you could be attorney, a school teacher, anything, just the fact, you know, when you're being racially profiled, your skin is just as dark as ours. Things like this, you know, what happened. That's why you said earlier about churches. And you're right, churches do need to be more involved because I know back in the civil rights movement, a lot of churches was involved. You know, so
right.
we have to go back to old school And I'm glad that you called in to give us some advice that to tell people it doesn't matter who you are, just the fact that racial profile is still alive, and that if we don't wake up and know your rights or whatever and things that you need to know, and when the police do approach you and when they tell you to do something, do the right thing, because that will give their excuse to go over and beyond, if you know what I'm saying.
The right thing is always to remain silent. If there is not any kind of other advice I can give the listeners, do not talk, especially if you are doing something wrong. But more importantly, I mean, people tend to just talk because they want to explain, or they know they're innocent, or what have you. The police have already had in their minds they're going to arrest you or not. Your best interest is always to remain silent. If that means you got to go to jail, you might have to go to jail, but don't ever give them the upper hand and do their job for them and tell them anything other than, am I under arrest or am I free to leave? And if I'm not free to leave, I need to speak to my attorney. And that's it.
Oh, you know what? I'm glad you're an attorney, because if I come to L.A. and have a march and a rally, I know who to call.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Hold tight, you guys. I want to go to the phone line. I know we have Ron Anthony out of Atlanta, so I want to get him in really quick. Ron Anthony, you are live. What's good?
Hey.
I was listening in,
and I wanted to comment on these churches. If you are listening, you all need to step it up, because it's really, I got to say this, it's making the Lord look bad. I'm serious. I know people don't like when I speak, but I have to speak up, because as you all were saying about the churches need to do this and need to do that, they really do. And, I mean, no church has, only church that they are afraid to step up. And I'm tired of it. Honestly.
Yeah, and I'm surprised. You're in Atlanta, too, and there's the mega churches with all that prosperity preaching and the Bentleys and everything. And, you know, so it makes me wonder, should I start up some new black church shows? You know, I did a whole string of shows on the prosperity preaching and all that stuff. Really quick, Ron and Arturo and Jared, I want to say to the folks that are just tuning in, the Correcting the System of Unequal Justice talk show, it represents the realization that there is a multi-headed, multi-tentacle monster out there devouring blacks who live in certain neighborhoods, point blank period. Incarceration is just one aspect of this menace, but it is an overwhelming, damaging aspect. And our job on this new talk show would be to educate. It would be to work and achieve fairness and equity. And we'll be sounding the alarm about the unjust criminal justice system. And we're going to be demanding that our leaders and that those in power act now to halt this destructive, unfair treatment of our brothers and our sisters, especially our children. And there's so much more also. It's so much more. And as I said at the top of the show, it is, you know, that is the whole basis of this show. So if you have any ideas or topics you want us to touch on, definitely you could email us at pr@eotmradio.com. You can follow me on Twitter. I'll follow you back and DM me that way, as well as Gerald. And my Twitter is EOTMPR. And Gerald's Twitter is NOHRORG. Okay, I'll give it back to you, Ron. I know you were still talking.
Yeah,
Ron.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Ron. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I'm listening.
Yeah, I just want to say, Ron, first of all, the situation that you went through, I just want to say that I prayed for you, whatever. I know this is probably what I'm talking about. I just want to say, just keep your strength, keep doing what you're doing. And when you say churches, you remember the time that when the young gay guy was jumped on in I think it was Southwest Atlanta, and there was a church on every block, you know.
Yeah.
And my question is that did the churches direct the problem for this problem to occur? It seemed like they came out to recognize there's a problem going on at this particular store. But my question is, you know, was these churches around this area was very active of solving these issues that's going on? So, and I'm glad that my dad was a minister, but he came out that pulpit. You know, our church was very, of course, we put God first, but we was very political on getting people registered to vote when issues do happen. We was out there marching and protesting, and I do agree with you, it's not going on right now. And I just don't understand it because Jesus did his work outside the church, you know, and things like that. So I get very frustrated on that. So when you talk about the churches, I agree with you. I hope this might offend some people, but I'm with you on that. Churches need to be more involved in our community today.
And, you know, I would like to thank and give honor where honor is due to Dr. Veronica Tucker. She came out. I mean, when we went out to the school when we had the rally, and she's with the House of Refuge. She's in a church, but she comes out of the building. She went to the grounds with me. And people laughed at me. You know, they were like, you all look so crazy. She prayed over the grounds of the school when we before we went out to the rally. And, you know, I just, this is stuff that we need to do because it's a spiritual war. And people just don't understand. They don't.
Well,
and I, you know, even with my situation with my son, I mean, he's gone and I'm still fighting. I mean, these people are still out. I mean, getting ready to start school again.
Yeah, we just have to really, in your situation and for the people that are wondering what we're talking about, you know, Ron Anthony has, if you Google Ron Anthony name and his son Aaron Hatcher, you have the whole story. He's in Atlanta. His son was actually he's a disabled youth going to school in Atlanta, and he was actually murdered at the hands of his special needs teacher. So it's something that, you know, he's been fighting for the past couple, almost 2 years now. Ron has just recently had, a double bypass heart surgery and overcame that, you know, all the, from the stress of everything that's going on with his case with the Fulton County School District. So we definitely keep you in our prayers, Ron. And and I think in regards to your case, you'll have a great testimony to be able to come back on and share with our listeners because you have started from the bottom to be able to get, you know, Georgia justice system to pay attention to you. You've been on CNN, you've been on ABC, CBS, you know, you've been everywhere telling your story, and then you've been lobbying. So, you know, you're making those steps to be able to create change. And listeners, what he's changing is just the way the laws are in Atlanta when it comes to protecting disabled youth, because currently there's no even real structure to be able to find out if a disabled child is being mistreated. There's no paperwork, red trails, nothing. Nobody's held accountable for anything. And Ron Anthony is definitely doing some great things to be able to make change with that. And that's definitely something great to be able to add to what we're doing, Ron, because that's what it's all about. And I mentioned to Jerry at the top of the show that what the basis was about or the inspirations and stuff. And it was Gerald, of course, coming on, talking about all the great things that he's doing for all these different people in Atlanta and across the country. But it was you also because of the fight that you're currently doing. You're fighting, and it's a great thing to be able to see just families, black and white, just coming together to be able to create change, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And the show is definitely not about just, black power or anything like that. Because most of my friends know I'm definitely not that type of person. I'm an African-American woman, but I'm not about black power. I'm about world power. I'm about peace. I'm about love. And that's what I want this whole, you know, everything to be about with this show. So I want to definitely say that. I know that we got somebody else calling in from Elena, I want to say they're calling in from Athens, so I want to give them a little bit of Sean. 706-425, you are live on EOTM Radio with Carla B. and Gerald E. Rose. How's it going?
Greetings, greetings. My name is Elena, and I am from Hull, Georgia, and I'm a member of the group with Gerald. And
okay.
New Order.
New Order.
New
and
Order.
I'm loving what I'm hearing. I'm loving what Gerald is doing. My hat goes off to him, and if I'm available, if he needs me for anything, and I'm just proud to be a part of the New Order.
And what I could say, thank you for calling in, and this young lady just joined the organization, Carla. She's a part of the criminal justice department. Matter of fact, he even called Ron to give him some advice. So Ron is familiar with this young lady just called in.
Yes.
You know, so I'm just applaud. And this show, Carla, we're going to be doing some great things. And I think this platform, we're going to have some resources out there, not just having a radio show, but we're going to have some resources out there that we can lead people to, you know,
mm-hmm.
because, again, there's a lot of injustice going on in the community. So to the listeners, we will have some resources, or if anybody's going through something, because I'll be honest with you, I don't have all the answers. That's why I will have a research team to get on and see what they need to find. So when we do have this show, I can have people to direct them on which way to
exactly,
go. And I just want
exactly.
to say, Lena, thank you for calling in. And I met her. She came down to our office this past Saturday. And she has a lot of experience. She has taught me some things in the short of maybe 72 hours that I met her. So I just want to say thank you for calling in and being a part of this program to change the justice system.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Girl, really quick for our listeners out there, that because, I mean, I don't think that you really shared with them, like, everything that your organization do, or did you? I don't know. But I definitely wanted them to understand exactly what your organization does.
It's called New Order National Human Rights Organization. We deal with racial profiling. We deal with, of course, we bring legal representation. We deal with school issues, criminal justice issues. We're going to be teaching classes. We feed homeless people. We just don't wait on Christmas and Thanksgiving. You can get a hot plate Monday through Friday from 9 to 5. We collect clothes and stuff to get them from the homeless because, Carla, as you might know, we're all one step of being homeless. You never know. People can go to work and get laid off, but now you have a resource where you get some clothes and stuff. So I learned that from Hosea Williams, you know. So I'm just applaud on what we're doing right now and the people that God is bringing me into the organization, because we do put God first, you know. So we're not no radical organization. We are a human rights organization. I do aware the major problem was going on, but I know that we have our own issues as well. And the thing is showing unity. We have to work together. You know, it's all about working together because the situation went with Ron and Tina and Ruby. I can just go on and on. And then when you go out to get some assistance, it seems like no one wants to work together, help out. But when I first heard Ron's story and I seen the paperwork, I was asking myself, why ain't nobody else came on board to help this young man out? You know, his son was, I consider, murdered by the Fulton County school system. You know, so this is not easy work, but I could just say that we're not a perfect organization, but we will not leave you hanging. If we can't help, we will get you to the right place and to the right time.
Okay, all right, and that's great. That's great. You're doing so many great things. I want to definitely close out for some of the people that are calling in. As Arturo, did you have any closing comments? I definitely wanted. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Again, I applaud what you're doing here, Carla, and if anyone needs assistance with the show, with any legal matters, please
yes,
always
ma'am.
Feel free to contact me on Facebook at Ateria Clark or Ateria's Law Firm. And,
can you spell that for
them?
Because they say like me.
yes. My name is spelled A as in Apple, T as in Tom, Y-R-I-A. And then if you just put that in, you'll find either my firm page or my personal page, and always feel free to inbox me. And if there's any way I can be of assistance in helping with rallies or helping with seminars, I'm totally welcome to doing that, because I really have a passion about this issue, and I want to do all I can to get this changed, because it's unacceptable in 2012 that this is what we're still facing in this country.
Yeah. I definitely agree. Thank you again. I want to say that she's my hiking buddy. Also, we need to make our way up to Runyon Canyon this weekend.
Yes.
Too, so.
This weekend is on.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to definitely hit you up. Thanks again, Akira. You have a great evening, and thanks so much. We'll definitely be keeping you in the midst of it all, considering your background and everything. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you, Carla.
No problem. Ron Anthony, wanted to see if you had any last words. But before I even got to you, I want to say to the people in the chat room, thank you. I see one of my besties ever. She's a, an artist. Her name is Mama Kim, also known as Kimberly Williams. You're a sweetheart. Thanks for supporting. You know, she's always supporting. And it's what people do. It's what great people do. Great minds think alike and support each other. So I want to say, hey, what's up to my girl, Kimberly. Thanks for holding tight with us tonight. Go ahead, Ron.
Okay, I would just like to say thank you. I'd like to thank everybody for today with the show that we had, 3OTM Atlanta, with Gerald Rose. I thank everyone for calling in tonight, the chat room, and for praying for me. And I ask that you all keep me in your prayers and that the healing with this open heart surgery goes away. But I thank you all for, I just want the healing to come so I can do more. And I'm asking this. I'm asking you all to keep me in your prayers mentally, because it is very hard going through this and knowing that my son is not here and all the other kids, they're there. You know, the other parents, they're there. You know, and I'm the only one that my son is not there. I know a lot of people, some people have said some bad things about the situation on the blogs and stuff, but I ask you all to pray for them.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
to keep my family in your prayers.
Yes, yes. And also what we need to do, Ron, with you, I think there's not enough support within the African-American community when it comes to supporting and donating and things of that sort, because you still have a huge legal expenses that you're trying to cover. So if anybody wanted to donate in regards to Ron Anthony's situation with his son, what he's going through, if you need to Google the situation, definitely do that under Ron Anthony or Ronald Hatcher. And what is your Gmail associated with your PayPal, Ron?
The Gmail is Ron Anthony. It's RahnAnthoni music@gmail.com. And please get the shirts. Get the shirts, please.
Yeah, and that's all going
it
towards.
Helps.
Yes, yes, it's going towards the whole legal defense.
When people see that on the shirt, believe me, they ask questions, they talk about it. So I ask you to please help with getting the shirts.
Yes, yes, yes. And how much are the shirts?
Well, the shirts are only $10, and then it's like $3 for the shipping and handling. So I ask you.
Awesome. Definitely.
But Ron, I just want to say
about it.
Yeah, Ron, you just make sure you keep yourself together as well. You know, I'm always going to be praying for you. You're like a brother to me now. It's funny how you be telling me, keep doing what you're doing. Don't think everybody wants a smile on your face. I understand it goes with the territory. You know, people going to talk, but you know what? As long as I continue to put God first, I'm going to continue to do what I'm going to do, because people's going to talk anyway.
Right,
you know,
that's
life. They talked about Jesus Christ, so I understand the territory. So I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. Just keep yourself healthy, man. That's the main thing as well.
All right. Yeah, definitely. Our time is almost up, but I did want to also say, again, Ron, you know I got your back 24/7. Love you to death. Keep doing what you're doing. You're an inspiration to so many people. I want to also say, I know that my sister, Sweet Tea, the Sassy Diva, she has a show under the network as well. She just recently had, a good friend of ours has just recently passed, and I just wanted to stay on air. He had actually a heart attack. He passed a couple of days ago, and she took it really hard, and Teresa, just let them know again that, you know, condolences goes out to you, that entire family, and, you know, he's in a better place. You know, we could definitely know that. Rest assured that he is definitely in a better place. So, Sweetie, I just wanted to say that and then also acknowledge that you are there, been checking out the show for the duration as well. So thank you for that. I, you know, definitely appreciate people, you know, supporting us and stuff, because they could be doing anything else. Gerald, I'm going to give it to you in a second, but I just want to say really quick, there's going to be a lot of things that we're going to talk about, and we want to definitely talk about some of the things that you want us to talk about as well. So make sure if you have any show topics, email us pr@eotmradio.com. Again, that's pr@eotmradio.com. And then Gerald will give you his information as well. Yeah, so go ahead, Gerald.
Well, first of all, again, I'm very excited. This is going to be a nice show. And like I said, you could email New Order at n1992@yahoo.com. We're going to be taking all comments and ideas because this is your show. This is for the listeners or whatever. It's just to us get information to go out and, again, to be proactive, you know. So when you're talking about the justice system and talking about juveniles, that's a touching subject, especially mm-hmm. for me. You know, even my own son got into a situation. So it doesn't matter who you are, it can happen. So I want everybody to be just like Ron or whatever, you know, fight for your children. You know, them are babies. You know, that's our future. You know, and sometimes when I know we had an event at our building the other day, and it was kids just running around and things, and I was telling them to sit down, and these kids was actually looking at me like I was crazy, Carla. Mm-hmm. And the mm-hmm. first instinct, I'm like, okay, what's going on at home? Because when my mom gave me that look, when my dad gave me that look, ain't no keep doing what you're doing. You know, I don't believe in child abuse, but I believe in whoopings. You know, because it's all about this. Because if not, like you said, they're going to be in somebody's courtroom, not listening. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be a wonderful, wonderful show, you know, and I'm just excited that we came together to brainstorm and get the real issues. And they just all about a black agenda. We know what's going on, but just the fact, I know New Order is known for human rights for all God's children.
Thanks for saying that.
Right, and I'm going to be coming up with some good topics, agendas. It might be touchy a little bit, but this is all what it's about, because everybody has opinion, their personal opinion. Just because we don't work together and mm-hmm. solve these issues, we're going to continue to lose our young people on a day-to-day basis.
Right. That's true. And Drew, I wanted to say something else really quick. As you were talking about the juvenile justice system, so I don't know, maybe somebody out there, a parent is going through something with their teenage child, and you're thinking about putting them in the system. Let me just give you a little bit of advice, and I've actually been there, done that. I had a lot of issues with some of my teenagers as they were growing up, and you know, teenagers can be a little bit difficult. I was a student, and I worked full time at a couple jobs. So I was very overwhelmed. I was a single mom, and I had a daughter that was getting into trouble, and I put her in the system. It was unruly child. I put her in the system. I remember when I was initiating the process, the probation officer, he was like, are you sure you want to do this? It was a black guy, and he was like, don't do it. The only thing I was thinking about was, okay, she's not listening to me, you know, she's getting in the system, but if I would have really took his advice, don't put your child in the system, please. Don't, if they're not killing you, do not put them in a system, get them some help, do something else, but do not put them in a system, because the juvenile system is no better than the adult system. It's even worse at times. And just from the research that I've done, it says from the very beginning of the 20th century, the founders of the juvenile court, they had great aspirations for the treatment of our children, but it definitely hasn't been realized since the 20th century. It's so many different things that we'll talk about, but like as a result of the coexistence of like national anti-drug efforts and zero tolerance campaigns, you think things are put in place to be able to help our children, but you just have to read the fine lines and stuff. And first things first, definitely pay more attention to your children. Touch them, feel them, talk to them. Do not put them in the system if you can all help. And the way I actually completed a petition for unruly child. So that's how my child got into the system. And everything is great now. She's, you know, a great adult, living, doing her thing. But those were like 2 years, probably two of the hardest years of her life. So definitely, that is definitely. And we'll be talking a lot about the juvenile justice system.
I'm very excited. I wish our show was tomorrow night, Carla, but I know we got to wait.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it, definitely. I did want to close up the show with a quote. Did you have a quote as well, Gerald, that you wanted to share?
Well, basically, I just want to say that I always say this everywhere I go. I say, without unity, there's no power. Without power, there's no change. And basically what I'm saying is that it takes unity. Of course, that means that you have large numbers. Then you have power. When you have power, you have power to change things. So when you have power to change things, we get things done. It's just like getting out to vote, you know, saving one's child, or just having events or whatever, so they can say, wow, all them people came out to this, you know, like when they came out for Trayvon Martin, it put so much pressure, so much pressure that, I mean, we had a lot of unity of power that the man ended up getting arrested. See, I know that. So that's what I like to hold on, and I'm just, and I think that we can do that. Matter of fact, like Crystal Wilson is calling on another line, the young lady that we did the talk show earlier today.
Yeah, awesome.
Just want to end with that.
Okay, thanks so much, Gerald. I'm looking forward to our next show, and I'll leave with this quote, you guys. It's by James Baldwin. It goes like this: if you can't be touched, you can't be changed. And if you can't be changed, you can't be alive. Marinate on that, y'all. We'll check you next time on Correcting the System of Unequal Justice right here on EOTMRadio.com. Good night, y'all.
There's a fire burning in the street. EOTM really, really can't be beat. There's so much we say to everyone we reach, changing lives with our scorching, steaming heat. We have a PR that gets you on TV. Don't let this pass you, 'cause everyone won't see. Call us, we will work out a great deal. Get you heard on a station that has wheels.
We will always be around. We can always be found. Got the net locked down, so you'll always have it on. We got the VJs, they can put you on the wave. So go ahead and say,
EOTM got it going.
EOTMRadio.com. Check us out. Talk to Carla. Get the PR you need to get on TV. Take it from Ron Anthony, nominee for the South Florida Gospel Music Awards. Don't forget, let's take it to the street. All right? EOTM.